ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
I'm science reporter Fiona Pepper.
And I'm Dr. Carl.
73 seconds after launch, something unthinkable happened to the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Obviously a major malfunction.
We could not believe what we were seeing. The Challenger Legacy.
Join us as we uncover what really happened.
Listen now by searching Science Friction on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While Donald Trump's been dominating the world headlines, the Chinese president has been making significant changes to his military brass. He's purged two of the nation's top generals, raising questions about his ambitions to take over Taiwan. Today, China expert Neil Thomas from the Asia Society Policy Institute on what Xi Jinping is up to. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Neil, President Xi Jinping, he is up to something because he's shuffling around his military and, well, he's got people pretty suspicious. So why don't we first of all run through who's been losing their jobs? Because it includes one of the most senior men in the country, the army chief.
So we got a stunning announcement coming out of Beijing that both Zhang Youxia, the top general in the PLA, and Liu Zhenli, who's the chief of staff of the Joint Command Center, the kind of top operational part of the PLA, had both been investigated for corruption and political offenses. So this is the most high-level purge in the PLA for several decades. And, you know, above Zhang Youxia, there's just Xi Jinping.
Wow.
So you really can't get much higher than him, any higher than him.
Right. And he has, you know, he's the army chief, but he has very deep links to the Communist Party. And all of a sudden, he's persona non grata. So that's really significant.
Exactly. I mean, Zhang is a dyed-in-the-wool servant of the Communist Revolution. He joined the PLA when he was 18, back in 1968. Since then, he moved up the ranks, was a commander of different regions, and then when Xi Jinping became leader in 2012, that's when Zhang Youxia was promoted to the top military body, which is the Central Military Commission, which he then rose further to become the top vice chairman, just below Xi, the chairman, and that's the position he held when he was investigated.
So that President Xi has actually dumped him is really quite incredible, but also he's making a spectacle of it, isn't he? He's, as you said, accused him of corruption. He could have just quietly got rid of him, couldn't he? He is 75 years old, so he's wanting to make a big deal of this.
Exactly. It is a big deal because Zhang Youxia is not only the most senior general, he's someone who has some deep connections to Xi himself. So their fathers were comrades in arms during the revolution. They were from the same place, fought in some of the same battles, and both Zhang Youxia and Xi Jinping grew up in kind of the elite circles of revolutionary Beijing in the 50s and the 60s. And it's clear quite recently that Xi thought that he could trust and depend on Zhang Youxia because he did get a special exemption from the normal retirement norms around age limits. He was 72 the last time they turned over the leadership in 2022. But usually if you're 68 or older, you retire. So the fact that Zhang is even still around was a testament and seen as proof that he was quite close to Xi. And so the fact that now Xi's turned round and purged him for corruption makes it all the more remarkable.
Wow. Okay. So you don't think this is about corruption, as the Communist Party says it is, about getting rid of corruption in the military?
I think it's a bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that the information we have about what really happened is so scarce that no one knows for sure. That's why there's lots of very fantastical rumors going about the Chinese and the English internet about possible coups in Beijing or intrigues involving Xi's wife. But what we do know is that Xi lost his trust in Zhang Yuxia.
Yeah, but it's all adding up, isn't it? Because in October last year as well, the Communist Party expelled 9 top generals who were suspected of financial crimes. So there's a lot of people going at this point.
That's right. The Central Military Commission that was appointed in 2022 had 7 members. It now has just 2 members. Xi Jinping is the chairman, and a vice chairman called Zhang Shengmin, who is in charge of internal discipline and anti-corruption work. So it's maybe no surprise that he was recently promoted to that vice chairman rank. And yeah, you're right. That purge in October, it came just before a big annual meeting of the party's central committee, and it took down 2 of the other previous members of the Central Military Commission. And so another theory is that perhaps with all those people gone, given how experienced and esteemed Zhang Yuxia was, that perhaps he was a bit too powerful for Xi's liking and that Xi needed to remove him to get rid of a potential threat to his own control in the military. But there is still a big question about whether this purge crosses over from the military into the civilian leadership. If that were to be a Rubicon that was crossed, then I think we would enter that much less stable version of politics that we saw during the Mao era.
All right. Well, Neil, let's then consider that a bit more. If it is so that President Xi is doing all of this so he can cement his own power, it does raise questions, doesn't it, about China's strategy towards Taiwan?
Yes, it's one of the massive watch points in Indo-Pacific geopolitics. And the main instrument that Xi Jinping has to put pressure on Taiwan is, of course, the People's Liberation Army. So I think in the short term, the fact that Xi has been prepared to gut his high command, to totally eviscerate the top brass, suggests that any type of major military escalation toward Taiwan is now less likely in the near term. It would be a big gamble to do it even with a fully staffed Central Military Commission, but only having 2 people there, including yourself, it's a whole level of experience and just operational command that you now don't have. And so that's maybe the good news.
Okay, so this could delay any ambition of Xi's to invade Taiwan. As you say, that's the good news. But I'm guessing this could also be about getting ready to do exactly that.
Yes, the bad news is that, you know, why is Xi doing this? Like, why is Xi trying to rejuvenate the PLA leadership? It's because he wants a better PLA. He wants a leadership that's more capable, maybe that's more experienced in, you know, modern combat equipment and techniques, leadership that's cleaner and is more unquestionably loyal to Xi, has less connection with the previous power and patronage networks from before his time as leader. And so if Xi can achieve that with these purges, then he'll build a more credible fighting force that can put more pressure on Taipei and have more of a deterrent effect against Washington and Canberra and other allied countries who would otherwise want to come to Taiwan's aid.
And surely he would want to demonstrate to the world and Taiwan that the military is still capable, and he'd want to demonstrate that pretty quickly, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he want to rebuild this military leadership sooner rather than later?
He does want to rebuild it. I think he also wants to avoid the mistakes of the last leadership turnover, where he is now ending up with a central military commission that's empty because he appointed people who turned out not to be loyal enough or clean enough. And so I think there'll be actually a reasonably lengthy process of vetting the next generation of top PLA leaders. There is one of these half-decade leadership turnovers at a party congress late next year. So I think we'll see dozens of kind of new generals and new central committee members from the military promoted then.
Okay, and then once that's happened, what, we'll have a better idea of his strategy, of his plan for Taiwan? Because we know his ambition, right? We know he does want to invade Taiwan.
I think there is a perception around that maybe she is, you know, itching for a fight with Taiwan and really wants to get it back as soon as possible, or perhaps by a 2027 timeline for PLA modernization. I don't think that's necessarily the right way to read it. I think she wants to keep making progress. But what's been effective for him over the last 14 years of his leadership has not been, you know, reckless gambles. Like, he hasn't really been looking for war or for a major security showdown with the United States. What he's been doing has been putting lots and lots of incremental pressure in what's called the gray zone, you know, the zone short of war, on Taiwan, on countries in the South China Sea, and being a calculated risk taker, pushing and pushing and pushing what China's doing in a way that doesn't provoke a big conflict. The mood is really about getting the PLA back on track domestically, making sure it's totally reliable politically, and then turning to the external environment and China's foreign policy ambitions there. Because it's always the domestic politics that comes first for Xi. Mm. Everything else is below that.
Mm. Well, given that, how does this move reflect on Xi's presidency? How is it viewed by the Chinese? Could it raise doubts about his leadership, or is he stronger than ever?
I believe he's stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. It certainly raises doubts amongst many people in the Chinese system and in the broader Chinese society. But the fact that she still has the ability to purge someone like Zhang Youxia in itself proves that he still controls the Communist Party to a degree unparalleled since either Deng Xiaoping in the 1980s or even Mao Zedong before that. I mean, he holds power over all of the kind of authoritarian levers that you need. Personnel, propaganda, internal security services. It's becoming increasingly difficult, if not impossible, for other groups in the Communist Party to organize in a way that would allow them to push back on Xi's leadership. And so the chances of there being some major pushback or a coup because of these recent purges in the military is very low, in my view.
Neil Thomas is a fellow on Chinese politics at the Center for China Analysis at the Asia Society Policy Institute based in Washington, D.C. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Sam Dunn. Audio production by Cinnamon Nippard. Our supervising producer is David Cohen. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.